Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We've got a wonderful program for you today, folks. Today on the conversation, Trump has struck an informal deal with Boeing to produce the next Air Force One planes, saving taxpayers $1.4 billion. Of course, if Obama was building the planes, they would say they don't have enough planes, but hey. He's going to get ridiculed no matter what he spends, even though Hillary Clinton could spend 10 times that much on the planes and they wouldn't care. Harvard University says it's not going to do anything to the students who have been walking out and protesting stronger and demanding stronger gun laws. Well, I'll get into a chemistry professor and what he told me in the class. Also, Michael Wolff, yes, the author that even liberals try to run away from, he was on Australian TV talking about, you know, how promoting this book that basically proves that Bill Clinton cheated on his wife. Just kidding. That Trump supposedly had affairs. And when he got to the question near the end about how, you know, about the evidence and all this stuff, magically, you know, like wanting the question about, you know, like avoiding answering the question about the rumors that he started about Trump having an affair, his microphone magically stopped working. What? Hello? What? It's so fake. It's so bad. It's not even funny. Oh, what? Hello? What? I can't hear you. Whoops. Oh, sorry. I gotta go. Sorry. Can't hear you. And just walked off. Oh, it's hilarious. I'm going to get into that because even liberals have been dodging him, saying don't even get associated with this dude. He's a douche. Michael Wolff, he's an author. Also, I wonder if Chelsea Clinton has ever been asked what she thinks of her husband's infidelity. Ivanka Trump was asked that question. What do you feel about the fact that, you know, your husband basically was... Yeah, well, basically, yeah, I was having fun with it. But basically, her dad was screwing around, supposedly, and do you believe your dad that he didn't have all these extramarital affairs? And I'll get into that, because that's just BS, because as you all know, folks, they wouldn't ask that of Michelle Obama or Barack Obama, or they wouldn't harass their kid, they wouldn't do this stuff to Hillary Clinton or Chelsea or any of their kids who wouldn't ask questions like this. But. Ohio State University. Oh, how I love Ohio State now, because they're going to offer a 4-year free ride scholarship to 4 kids of a fallen police officer. And there's a Audubon University that's also going to do the same thing. It's just amazing. I want to get into the fact there's something that I talked about before when Obama was president that's showing up now. A 33% spike in Florida in one item. I want to get into that. How did Manchester United do in the Premier League over the weekend against the Chelsea Blue? I'll get into that much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks. Dear children, let not merely say that we love each other. Let us show the truth by our actions. John 3:18. Think about that as you're going through your day today. What a conversation we have for you today. Folks, as if you haven't heard, Obama has a informal deal set with Boeing for the new Air Force One planes with the White House, just told Fox News and NBC and all these other outlets. Thanks to Trump's negotiations, taxpayers expect to save $1.4 billion. And it's something that I know if Obama was president, he would have been, it'd have been like soul plane. He would have put all kinds of bling into it, then all kinds of stuff, spent tons of money, and guess what? They would have been like, well, that's all needed. You know, they're going to find some way to diss Trump because he had to spend money. But if you think about it, though, folks, the planes are old. They're literally working on one, maintaining it. They fly one. When it's done, they go back and forth. I think they do.
I know every president, they change something.
Yeah. I do remember seeing a video on Bill Clinton's limousines, and they couldn't even talk about stuff about it. And this was like 4 years ago. Because of security, even, and this is Bill Clinton's limousine. This is not like, there's been several presidents since. Pardon me, but yeah, who knows? Like I tell people, folks, we're the 1%, you know. I mean, whenever anyone tries to say anything to me, I say, show me a politician that's suffering. Show me a hurting politician. If this world is a world that we live in where it's politics play a huge part in everything. You don't have to be qualified. If you want to get the job, I've seen people that don't even have a degree and they're in a job. If I tried to try and get that job, well, sir, you need a degree, you need this and all this. I'm like, well, I know a guy doing a lower status job than this person, and he has no qualification, or higher, whatever the case may be. It's all politics. You could sit there and say, okay, well, I know a guy that's running a 7,000 room hotel and he's never been to school, and you're going to tell me this Days Inn that has two rooms, you want me to have a master's degree working on my PhD to hire me to run it? How does that make sense? It's all about who you know. I mean, if you would not believe, if you took people in Congress that have been there 12 years or longer, you would get rid of over half of the Congress. That's what needs to change. You have people like Nancy Pelosi. We got financial inequality here. Yeah, we do. We're broke as a joke, 90% of America, and you're wealthy. $100 million. $100 million is what Nancy Pelosi's worth, and she talks about financial inequality. She's really talking about, I'm rich, you're poor, shut up, because I want to keep my money coming in. See, what the politicians don't want is Democrats and Republicans, conservatives and liberals coming together to fight them and to say, hey, wait a minute. How would Al Capone spend 11 years in prison for owing $210,000, and Al Sharpton isn't one day in jail and he owes $4.5 million? They don't want conservatives and liberals coming together to go after these politicians that are in bed in Washington, D.C. and have, okay, I've been here 35 years. So what did you guys just, was that a bill?
Yep.
So you just had a vote? Sure did. What was the bill? Oh, it's a bad bill. I wonder if half the time that they even know what they're voting on. They go in there and just hit a button. Come in there with a coin, flip the coin. It's nay. Why didn't you want to help the people in China? That was going to support terrorism. That's why I didn't vote that way, man. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, they don't care. They don't give a crap.
You have to pass it before you can read it.
Yeah, you have to pass the thing before you... Yeah. Lord help you. Well, I can't know what the bill is. I just have to vote on it. And well, every other Democrat was against it, so I might as well have to. I had to say nay. Harvard University reportedly says aspiring students who have taken part in recent protests to demand stronger gun laws will not be disadvantaged in the administration process or hurt or whatever.
My kids would be beat.
Oh, my kids would be.
No.
In college, I'll tell you what my professor told me. I used to go in a couple of my friends' classes. Back in the day, you could. Now, I don't know if you could, but back then, hell, if you found a lecture hall, you can go in. And they would just wonder why you're not turning in any papers, if there's papers to turn in or if you have a test or whatever. As long as you knew it was just a class day where he was going to talk, you could go in there. I was going into this chemistry class. I think I talked about this before. And, you know, and of course, in the chemistry class, I didn't know, because this is like a pretty high up class. I didn't understand. I don't understand all these high end technology terms. No, but what he did was he had two 12-inch balloons filled with hydrogen with like a light wick, with a light wick. And when he lit the wick and he broke the balloon, it would bang really loud, and it would wake you up if you were sleeping. And it would, I about crap my pants and I was wide awake. And he did that if anyone was sleeping in the class. And he goes, let me tell you something, folks. What is it, $6,000 a semester? And he did the math, and he goes, it's your college. This is your time. If you want to sleep in this class, sleep. If you want to learn, you can learn. If you want to go through and know everything I've taught you and say, okay, I got everything, let's go. I want to learn more. I can teach you more if you want to learn more. It's your money. If you want to waste your time and go effing protest, go right ahead. If you want to piss your tuition away and go, we need more gun laws because we need to fight to have more laws that the criminals won't obey by in the first place. We have laws in place that the criminals won't abide by now, but we need to have stronger ones because they're not going to abide by the weak ones, only the stronger ones. We have a heroin epidemic in this country, so we need to ban heroin. Oh, wait a minute. It is banned. Oops. But he talked about the, how would I put this? The value of the education. It's up to you. I get paid whether you go to class or not. If you turn in that paper or not. That's why when I went to culinary school, one of the instructors was basically like this. If you come into class knowing what I'm going to teach you, I can show you more. I can, if you go above and beyond what you, oh, I already understand all this. Let's go further. I can teach you. It's your education. You do what you want to. If you don't want to know anything, if you don't want to study, then go ahead. That's why I went to culinary school in the winter time. Because when it's minus 40 in Vermont with 10 feet of snow, you're just going to want to sit in your room and study. And that's about all the time you had outside of class was to study. But that's my point. I mean, if these kids... Why should the university care? If these kids want to waste their education, but they should let that be known. If you want to waste your time and not show up to class. But now we have college professors that, well, I'll make sure that on this protest day, we're not going to have a test. You know, my professors would say, okay, yeah, you got spring break. Great. That's 7 days from classes. That means you have 7 days to do more work. Here's your 16 books to read. Here's your 40 essays to do. Get them done. Good luck. They didn't sit there and go, yeah, you're off for 7 days. We're not going to try homework. Nah, forget it. You're going to spring break. You're going to go down to Florida. You're going to bring 75 bottles of vodka. You're going to drink them all. You're going to die of alcohol poisoning. You're not going to come back, so don't have a great time. Not where I went to school. Now, so I agree with Harvard. Let them do what they're going to. Let the kids do what they want to do. If they think that we need to have more laws to stop criminals that don't obey by laws in the first place, that's the number one question. If someone can call in and tell me how you think a criminal is not going to abide by a law in the first place is magically going to abide by a newer law or a better law, if you can show me how that's possible. That's what I thought. You can't. There was a guy that did, I think it was in the Washington Examiner, did a cartoon of a guy being robbed, and he goes, "Wait a minute, you can't have a gun. They just banned these things. I gave my guns up." And he goes, "You're the idiot." And it was hilarious. That's what I miss about getting the like New York Times and stuff, because the political cartoons were the most funniest. They were hilarious. You know, that's how this world goes. I mean, we're not showing unsympathy for these people in Florida. Guess what? Remember when Barack Obama was president and he was one step away from trying to ban guns, and you went to the Gander Mountain and they had limits on ammunition and you couldn't find anything, and it was hard to find ammunition, hard to find stuff for guns. No, I know. Just like in Florida, it's hard to believe, but firearm sales have spiked 33% in Florida. Why? Because somebody was going into a school and shooting, and the majority of people want to be able to shoot back if they absolutely have to, and there's no other way out. You got to understand, folks, I have a gun, and I pray to God I'm only shooting at a target downrange, okay? I pray to God I never have to use my gun on anybody. There's the old saying, like I told someone, I said, "What would you do if a guy put a gun to your head?" And he gave me his response. He goes, "What would you do?" I said, "I don't know. I've never had it done." I could philosophically tell you, "Oh yeah, I'm going to be a badass, and I'm going to rip the gun out of his hand," and I don't know what I'd do. I don't know. I can't hear that. I can't say the words "I don't know" without thinking about Mr. Hand from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. "Will I pass the class, Mr. Spicoli?" "I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. If a guy came into this house trying to rob me and my wife, I don't know what I'd do. I would do everything I could to protect her. But I guess I've always been taught the karate, taekwondo, kung fu type where, okay, you don't. The whole point of that is not trying to kill somebody or knock someone out or just get in fights with people. It's like, okay, if a guy tries to attack you, you try to, as safely as possible, disarm the situation. Take the guy down and say, hey, I was nice. Next time I'm not going to be nice. Get out of here." And, you know, whatever the case, you try to, it's not about, let me see if I can just beat people up, you know. And same thing with a gun. I mean, if I have to use a gun, I'm going to use it. I don't want to, but hey, I want to have protection. But as they're starting to find out, folks, whenever you try to ban guns, people just start buying more and more and more and more and more. Remember, the Second Amendment was to protect us from governments like the one we have. I mean, just do the simple math. Look at all these states wanting to legalize medical marijuana and recreational marijuana after they've seen that there's been, okay, if you were to tell me Colorado had legalized marijuana, I wouldn't believe you. There's nothing's really changed. It's not like all of a sudden violence has gone up or all these drug problems have gone up or the opioid abuse is down in those states. It's contradicted everything they've been told. All you have to do is take a place like Chicago and put really strict gun laws in place and see what happened. Wait a minute, they already did that. It didn't work. Huh. You know, there's a little thing when you talk about prescriptions called clinical trials. Well, yeah, this is what happened in the clinical trials. This is what happened in the clinical trials. Let's do a second one. Let's see what happens. We've done clinical trials when it comes to putting extreme bans on guns, and it didn't help. Washington, D.C. banned guns in households. 134% increase in violence and crimes. Why? Because I can go into any one of these houses with a gun as a criminal and know that no one's going to be there to stop me because they're not going to have a gun. They can't. Oh, hey. Oh, well. Some people, no matter what you tell them, they'll never believe you. So, hey. Michael Wolff, he is very liberal. He's an author, and he is writing a book about, he has evidence and stuff about rumors that Trump was fooling around. Even liberals are saying, not that. Nah, Michael Wolff, I don't think so. No way. If some liberals were saying, man, I wouldn't touch that guy with a 10-foot pole, think about that. And he was like, oh, I've got this book, and it's going to be proof that, you know, there's rumors were true that Trump was sleeping around with other women and all this stuff. And
look at his wife. Why would he sleep around with anybody else?
Oh, I know. And guess what, folks? When it came to him being questioned about, there's really no evidence, he really has no, like, hard documentation or anything, he avoided, what? I may have to cancel the conversation. I can't hear my mic. It's not working. What? Hello? What? No, I can't hear you now. All of a sudden, oh, he can hear him. So, if you watch the video from Australian TV, it is so fake. It is so bad. I mean, at least start off kind of pretending like you're having an issue. That way it's believable. When you have crystal clear, high fidelity sound, the whole interview, and all of a sudden, whoops, how, what? And I think it was found out mainly because there were other people in the studio that could hear the guy. Other people with earpieces. We can hear him. How can he not, you know? Oh, well. That's how this world goes, you know. You got these wonderful people that sit there and... I'm just going to write a book that has no actual proof and hope people buy it. I mean, when a liberal will not touch you, that says something. But hey, you know, they don't have any truth to anything. They just do what they do. They don't care. They don't give a hoot. I mean, that's the mainstream media's playbook. There are people that won't believe you no matter what you tell them. So, I mean, and that's the thing I try to get to people, because I know people that you could have video footage of Barack Obama killing someone when he was president, and you believe that, whatever. Obama could come out on TV and admit he killed the guy. Oh, man, you really believe that? You watch Fox News, don't you? I said, Barack Obama came out and admitted it under oath. He had the Quran under him, but hey, he's not a Christian, so he can't use the Bible. They would still not believe you. Oh, you actually believe that? I saw that. That's just so fake. Barack Obama, I know, but hey, what do you expect? I mean, that's how this world is. I mean, that's the world we live in. But what do you expect? You know, I just try to educate people. I don't care what you believe. Most of the people, when I post something about how, hey, everyone in Congress needs to be fired, that's like, amen. I'm like, eh. Well, that's what most of my posts are about. Trying to show the corruption in D.C. That's why we voted for Trump, because he's not from D.C. He's not a politician. Let's give someone who's not from the political realm a chance. I want to thank you so much, folks, for tuning in to the program, and I hope you feel a part of it. We got about 32 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And
memo. It came out last Saturday with nothing, but yet they still say there's something.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know if you saw that.
I got, what was it, a couple weeks ago when I said, like, they'll be like, you know, Trump will have been president for 8 years. He'll be long gone. 20 years later, they'll still be like, well, no, well, I know Russia was involved in Trump's election. I know they were.
Already telling people to watch out and be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that today on the news. I'm serious.
How you doing? If you don't know, I belong to the KGB. Yes. See, my family moved here from Germany when they took down the wall. My dad lost his job with the Stasi. He was a Stasi agent, you know, so since we had to leave. Since they took down the wall in Germany, which I'm sorry, but communist Germany, way to go. It was the best. I mean, you know, that's what your college professor would tell you. You know, I wonder how a college professor explains that, because, you know, taking down the German wall would be basically ending socialism and communism, which they try to promote in this country or want in this country. Hey. No, I was not from Germany or that. That was just BS, please, folks. Don't be writing me thinking that my dad was part of the Stasi. But anyways, as I move on, folks, if you haven't heard, because, I mean, this is fake news. It's a fake satellite. But satellite imagery from the West has actually shown that Iran has built another military base outside the Syrian capital. You know, I mean, that can't be another military base to store more missiles and all this stuff that, I wonder how that happened, because that can't be. Iran is not building more missiles and more military bases. That's not what Trump. Oh, wait a minute. Trump is against that. Obama was all for that. Here you go. Here's a bunch of money building more nukes. We'll pretend like we're not, that we're trying to stop you. It's like saying, oh, pedophile. Oh, we know you're not going to do it. Here, have 10 kids. We know you're not going to do anything. Here's money. We know you're not going to build more nuclear weapons. But hey, that's how the cookie crumbles. They're building another base. We're not stupid. Okay, Iran is fortifying their military. They're fortifying their positions. They're not slowing down. They're not decreasing the crap. They're making, okay, let's go. Build bombs away. See, Iran is like the criminal when they say, okay, we're going to ban guns. Iran just says, screw you. We're going to keep our guns. We're going to keep making more guns. And America, under Obama, was a country like, well, we need to get rid of our arms because they are. No, they're not. Do I want anyone to be armed? I wish we didn't have to have guns, period. I wish everyone got along. I wish there was no fighting, no killing, period, by anybody. No murder, no robbing.
No guns. And that's not how it is.
But that's not how this war works. That's not how this country works or this war works. But hey, in Iran, a whole different ball game, folks. I'm going to see if I can get this to come up. I've been doing some research on this, and it's they don't really have anything new at this time, but a letter opened at Virginia's Joint Base Meyer-Henderson Hall triggers hazmat situation with 11 people going ill. They have not said right now what the cause is. You know, they just opened the letter and people got ill. They haven't said anything about if the letter, what was in the letter, was it anthrax? They haven't said if anyone died. They just said 3 patients were hospitalized, but are said to be in stable condition. That's all we know at this time. We don't know if it was somebody doing this as a terrorist attack, as a anti-military thing. We don't know. They have a hazmat team. They're And as soon as we know, and if anything comes up in the developments or anything on my earpiece, I will let you know. And we will move forward, because I've been looking into that since. Because we keep all those people and all our military and our officers in prayer. Just sad. I mean, why? I don't get it. I don't understand. But I mean, just like the gun issue, you know. I wish we didn't have to have guns or fighting or. But you always had those bullies in school. You know that they can, and that's the thing. They can walk out and they can do all this stuff to protest for stronger gun legislation, but they can't be there. They can rally around the anti-gun, but they can't rally around the kid that's being bullied. This is kind of good, though. This has been in the last several hours. A federal judge rules against challenge to Trump's border wall, saying it was unethical or not ethical, but like environmentally friendly and all this stuff, and it's going to ecologically be bad. And because I've heard there's people that have bought up land that, oh, yeah, well, we've got $100 billion and we've got an eminent domain attorney, and we're going to keep this in litigation for tens of thousands of millions of years. And they tried to sue versus because of ecological reasons. The environmental laws, you know, the ecological people are being ignored. Oh, so the border wall is ecologically not sound, but all the dead Mexicans and the trash and the waste and the drugs that come through here that get left, or that the place being trashed from all these border jumpers and people that are being sex slaves and they're trafficked across, you know, oh, that's okay. That's fine to have all that fleet stuff there, but a wall, that's, you're going to damage the environment. We're going to have global warming now because of the wall.
You know, just mow the yard. They don't need to, you know, mow the grass. So they don't need a wall. That's what Nancy Pelosi said. To keep people from hiding and coming over the border, they just need to mow the grass.
In the desert area? There is a lot of the area where they traffic where it's nothing but a desert, so that's kind of a joke, I think, from her part.
No, she was dead serious.
Yeah. That's the joke, because she doesn't know what she's effing talking about. But hey, the person that doesn't want a wall is the same person that has one around your house. Remember, folks, I always say this, do the exact opposite of a politician. If they say you don't need a gun, you probably need a gun. If they say don't put a wall around the border, you probably need one because they probably have one. But it's okay, folks, you don't need a gun. No, Nancy Pelosi will protect you with her safe space in her sanctuary city and her lawnmower. Hey, I want that lawn up there. That might, that. Hey, I'm hoping there's a bunch of lawn brownies to stop the bullets.
Wow.
but that's, I mean, It's a double standard. They don't want you to have guns, but Nancy Pelosi is protected by people with guns. She doesn't want you to have a wall at the Mexico border, but she has a wall. If she's telling you to get a flu shot, she's probably not getting one. I wonder, since she lives out in California, does her house become a sanctuary house? It could. I mean, she's in a sanctuary city. Who knows? I want to get into this because I kind of feel bad because I used to, for years, say how I hate Ohio State, but now I actually kind of like the college. Ohio College offers full-ride scholarships to slain officers. That's right. And Ohio University offers full ride scholarships to children of police officers killed in the line of duty. That's right. Because I used to think, oh, how I hate Ohio State and Ohio in general, and all Ohio is bull crap. And now Otterbein University in Ohio is going to offer 4-year scholarships. It's not Ohio State University, but all the state in general, I used to give them crap. And to think a university like that is stepping up and offering to pay for their tuition and the dog of the one slain officer is being retired so he can spend and be with the family. And the town is coming together and rallying behind the families. It's what used to be. It's what used to happen. Not no more. Not that much anymore, but this is the America I grew up in. When someone died, the community rallied around and helped out. Officer Morelli and Officer Juring, they're with God now, and God helped those families and those kids, and just to see the America I grew up in showing its face. Sorry, Nancy Pelosi, sorry, View, but this is how we do stuff. This is how America does stuff. We're not anti-Christian. We come together. We pray together, we laugh together, we cry together, we help each other out, we help our neighbors. Yeah. If you ever saw the National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, I think we'll be lucky enough to have him fall, but he won't break his neck. Yeah, we will never be able to get them off the air. They're just too... I don't know. It's just one of those things, folks, that when you look at life, you know, this is an interesting thing that came up. I got this. Wow, this, I'm being a history buff. An extreme rare copy of the Declaration of Independence that was hidden behind wallpaper to protect it from ransacking Civil War troops has surfaced. This is going to be very interesting. This is a late-breaking story, and I'm a history buff, so this is awesome to find old relics. An extreme rare copy of the Declaration of Independence that was hidden behind a wallpaper to protect it from ransacking Civil War troops has surfaced. The Washington Post reports that the copy, which was one of only 51 known to exist, resurfaced last month after it was purchased by a billionaire, David M. Rubenstein, co-founder of the private equity firm, the Carlyle Group. Cool. The rare document dealer, Seth Keller, who worked on the sale, told Fox News that the calfskin copy is one of two that were given to the founding father, James Madison, by Congress in 1824.
Wow.
It's actually proven that it could be... That is history. That... And I love that because we have a lot of things and, oh, we got to tear down this building. We can't keep this up. I've been in Italy and sat on benches that were old enough to have had Jesus sit on them. And here, oh, this building's been up for 2 years. It's got to go. It's just really neat to see something like that found. It's kind of a fun thing to know that... 1824 copy survives. This is, talk about, I was talking earlier, if you just joined me, I was talking earlier about Harvard University and how if people walk out, they're not going to discipline them if they're protesting. A California university offers a class focused solely on the topic of removing Donald J. Trump, president, yes, him, from office. A class. You ever saw the movie Accepted, where he starts self-harming Institute of Technology? Close to they're taken. You know, and he's like, imagine that. Yeah, Dad, I'm taking a course on learning how to remove Trump from office. Really? I would be outraged if a college offered that about Obama. What would take 4 months? What would take like September, October, November, December to learn? What could you spend that much time learning about getting the removal of a president? It wouldn't take that long. Are you kidding me? Now, I don't understand that. That is literally pissing your money away. How is that going to help you when you get out into the real world? Because I was talking about this last week, and I was talking about this at work because, you know, at schools they have like, this is the allergy table. If you got peanut allergy, you know, there's no peanuts, this and that. And they said they don't need that in the school because when you get into the real world, you're going to have to dodge peanuts or tree nuts or whatever on your own. You're going to have to learn to migrate. You can't go to Pizza Hut and they have a peanut allergy table where, you know, they don't have that in the real world. You don't have, as a coach, okay, Yep, we're 5-5 this year, and we're 4-6 next year. I'm probably not going to keep my job. It's not a participation trophy. Well, we're going to keep it because you're doing a great job having your boys participate in the athletic team. Hey, we're actually thinking about making this an intramural team where you just play other teams in the university. I mean, why would we want to get to the NCAA tournament and possibly win and have lots of money and fill a stadium? No, we're just going to make it an intramural team. That's not how this world works, folks. You have to get used to being out there. This class on teaching kids how to get Trump from office, how is that going to help you down the road? How is that going to help in any form of your life? How is a kid going to go, oh, honey, oh, thank God I learned about how to remove Trump from the White House because now I can figure out how to remove you from the house. I don't know. If anyone can tell me how that class could actually potentially be beneficial to you in life outside of college, Let me know. Okay, folks. Moving on. I wanted to get in some Premier League talk because we were getting into it last week about people who still think that there should be no gender bathrooms. Because there was actually a talk where this guy was giving a speech about, you know, hey, men and women are different. And this girl walked out and like, meh. She had like colored hair and she like stormed out of the place. I'm like, Lord help you. I said, there's a difference between me and that caller and most people on this planet. Most of the people like me and that caller, we're a man and a man. And there's women and there's women. We don't believe we're toilets or washing machines or turtle doves or robots. We know we're male and female humans. I don't want to have a woman walking into my bathroom just like that guy didn't want a woman walking into his bathroom. Now, when I was at Purdue University, I did accidentally walk into the women's restroom one time. Thank God there was no one in there. Because I'm like, man, there's like a lounge in the front of the thing. Whoops. And I did a 180 and went back out.
My dad has done that before. The
they have several restaurants that sit there and they come and they have like women, all these like women's bathroom signs on the inside. So when you walk in the men's bathroom, you see all this women's stuff. So it looks like you're.
He didn't notice until he walked out and another woman was walking in. He went in and used the bathroom and everything.
Okay.
That's my dad.
But as you all know, folks, Manchester United 2-1 over Chelsea. What a victory. All the naysayers, all the Jose Mourinho outers, now they're calmed down. I don't want to calm down. I want to, okay, you either want Jose Mourinho gone or you don't. You can't have 25. Well, I want success, and we are successful.
Okay, that's it. They don't want him to stay. They don't want him to go. They want him. They want win. They want it.
But what those fans don't realize is we're second only to Chelsea, who's doing something that no one's done before. Actually, not Chelsea. We beat them, so I just had to throw that joke in there. Man City is doing something no team has done before. We're second to that. He's won the Europa League the first year. He is my manager until we get someone else. Until he leaves or they get rid of him, he's my manager. I may get frustrated with the team, but I'm not like, okay, we need to get rid of him. We need to get him out of there. I'm like, okay, if he goes, he goes. If he stays, he stays. While he's here, he's my manager, and I hope we're successful. And I hope we win. And one of the big issues I think we have is Alexis Sanchez is an amazing signing, but he has kind of put a monkey in the wrench. Okay, he's kind of how would you, I forget how I put this. He's disrupted the system. Okay, now where does he fit into the system? Okay, we've got an oil machine that was doing very good right before he came in, and then he came in, and now we're trying to figure out, he's disrupted the balance of the team, and he is going to be great for the team. It's just, where does he fit in to keep that balance where it was and improve on the balance? I mean, if he was, I mean, when we got him, there's some people that think that, okay, well, we're going to get, now that we got Sanchez, Mourinho might want to get rid of, you never want to get, Anthony Martial is my opinion, one of the best players in the Premier League. So is Harry Kane. I mean, Tottenham is doing good, but eventually some of those players are like, okay, if we're not going to really, really, truly compete in the Champions League or compete for a title and really, really be gung-hoing after a second or first place finish, I want to go to a place where I can contend for titles, whether it's a City or it's a United or it's a Real Madrid or a Barcelona or a Bayer Leverkusen or a Bayern Munich, whatever the case may be. And you take a team like United that we're not bad. We're second in the league. We're doing something. We're second to a team that's doing something that no one has done in the Premier League before. They're charting new grounds. You can't complain that, wow, we're second. You know, I mean, if Chelsea was like really close to us, you know, if it was like 4 points separating the top four, then you could say, okay, well, some of those losses really mattered. I mean, yeah, they matter in points, but what they would have probably done is if we would have won some of those games, we might be 9 points back or 8 points back or 7 points back or whatever. I mean, he's still doing an amazing job. Yeah, more catchable, yeah. But still, you can't really complain. I mean, so that's why I'm one of those people that, okay, we just got to figure out where Sanchez fits into the balance of the team. And that's the key to United's success, is De Gea going to leave and go to Real Madrid or Barcelona, being a Spaniard? I didn't expect him to still be here. I thought he would have been gone. But he's not. He's still here, so. And he's the best goalkeeper, in my opinion, in the world. And I don't think he's, I can see if he really wanted to leave, I could see him going to Real Madrid, going back home. But it's exciting, United. It's an exciting time. We're doing some exciting things. Sanchez, they're going to figure out where he fits into the team, where he fits into the balance. I think he should play out front, but that's just me. He's an amazing asset, and he's only going to get better. I think we need to play Luke Shaw more. I know people. Luke Shaw is amazing. We get Fosu Mensah back. We got a team. Next year, look out. Next year, look out, because we're going to have Alexis Sanchez and Fosu Mensah. So. But it's just one of those things that when we get Fosu Mensah back and we have Alexis Sanchez and then we got Pogba and Lukaku and Anthony Martial and Jesse Lingard, we're going to be a team to be reckoned with. You know, bringing someone in midship and trying to get them and figure out where they're going to fit in and how they're going to fit in. it's one of those things that makes you go, okay, how do we do this? How do we do that? How is it going to work? And all that jazz. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be a strong finish to the season. I think we'll finish a strong second. I think we'll be able to get ourselves to where I think we can get to a semifinals realistically in the Champions League. So I'm excited. I think he's the manager. Give him a chance. You know, people out. Well, okay, give him a chance. Let him figure out what he's doing. Where, you know, Alexis Sanchez fits into the whole thing. As long as we don't keep Fellaini, I think we'll do fine. You're only as good as your weakest link, so hey.
Hey, he's the one that can get by and never get a red card or a yellow card, but he can take people out and they don't say a word to him.
That is true. Got about 60 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you for tuning in so much. And hard to believe, I just want to get this in really quick. It has been 17 years since they painted the black number 3 white, put the next number available, 29, put Happy Harvick behind the wheel, and he won at Atlanta Motor Speedway, and he won this past weekend. It just makes me feel old. Nope, I'm a Rhode Island Red. And with that, remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our safety. So this Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.